my name is Amos Williams. I work for the Liberal Elections Observation Network, LEON, as the reporting officer.
Tell us about the activities on our way in Zueji.
Well, this is phase two of our training. We have, LEON is a body of four independent civil society organizations accredited and recognized by the government of Liberia. So what our idea about LEON is to bring to the process citizens' observation during these elections. So we have 128 long-term observers which we train on a periodic basis in line with the Elections Commission guidelines that has to do with the elections. So we had our first training in River G, and they were trained on in terms of how to go about doing the voter exhibition exercise. They also did what we call a voter roll survey audit. That process was to get them to go in the community, take the people numbers, their voter registration number, and go and do verification in terms of knowing how many persons register, where they register, and the details around the steps leading to the process that led to the registration.
It is that they have started the process since the registration?
Yes, we ended the first phase of our observation, like I said, with our team did, our LTOs across the country did observation on the exhibition exercise. As you may be aware, NEC has just ended the exhibition exercise, so they had the time to observe how the whole process went around the exhibition of voter list, the preliminary list, so that has ended. So what we brought them here for now is to prepare them ahead of the campaign time. Remember, campaign will start by the 31st of this month. So we were building their skills, their understanding in terms of how to observe political party rally, how to do to observe district candidates, what we call campaign, because there will be some candidates who will just be campaigning only in the district. So we train them in terms of how to observe those campaigns and what are the key things we can look out for in their observation. We also train them in terms of how to do incident reporting. It's our assumption, it's our thinking that the elections will have a number of factors associated with it. So we want them to observe those things and be able to report back to us so that that can inform our findings in line to the election state.
You talk about the second phase of this training. Are you planning to cover the entire country?
Yes. We have a team of three that has divided this country into three regions. So I'm basically leading a team in the southeastern region. I brought together the five counties from the southeast. So we have LTOs. We have, now the elect base. Our selections for our LTOs, which we call long-term observer, is based on the electoral district of the county. Some counties have three electoral districts, so we take six persons from the three electoral districts that make up that county. Some counties have four electoral districts, so we take up eight observers to come for the training, and once they are trained, they go back. So in this training, we brought together 28 observers. They have been trained, now they will be going back.
So tell us your aims and objectives.
Our whole exercise under the LEON arrangement is to get citizens themselves to observe the process. It's to get citizens to give a sense of ownership to the national elections exercise. Remember, we're going to the elections. Only us as Liberians can be the independent judge of our elections. So we're training young people, we're training people with disability to look out for how people with marginalized people, how they've been treated in this election. So if you notice, the trainers are mixed. There are people with disability, there are young people, and there are older people. So it's a mixed breed of our observers who the intent is to have them observe the election and report the findings to us, which at times in our periodic presentation to partners and the Elections Commission, we do report on what our observers will come across during the time of the observation.
Who are your partners?
Well, we're getting technical support from Carter Center. We're receiving financial support from the Swedish Embassy.